News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, pressure is mounting on President Joe Biden to withdraw from the presidential race. This is after his, well, some would say, disastrous performance in a debate against Donald Trump last week. But he says that he is staying in the White House race and absolutely not withdrawing. And for more on this, I caught up with Neil O'Dowd, founder of IrishCentral.com and the Irish Voice newspaper in the United States, just before the show. I started by asking him his reaction to Biden's debate against Trump.
Dreadful. It may well cost the Democrats the White House, the Senate and the House. If it doesn't reverse in a new candidate, it replaces him. He's simply unable to govern, given his physical and mental conditions. And it's becoming a reality. I'm just looking at the Wall Street Journal poll just came out. Yeah, Trump has gone from +2 to +8. That's a 6-point jump. That will be reflected across all the major newspaper polls, I guarantee you. So it puts us in a very difficult situation as to Joe Biden simply has to get out of the race or else the Democrats are going to get buried.
Okay. Neil, some people think that not only was his debate performance disastrous, but how himself and his immediate circle handled the debate afterwards has also contributed to his problems.
Yes, it's the old story that the cover-up is worse than the crime. They were completely unprepared for what happened. They were unable to respond. They stonewalled every journalist and incensed a lot of big-time journalists who went after them. Joe Biden disappeared for about 2 days. And, you know, this is a man who, at the drop of a hat, would engage a journalist. He's fearless in that respect. No sign of him. People getting more and more worried. A lot of the big donors threatening to pull out. It's a disaster at the moment. And the only way it can be turned around, in my opinion, is a new candidate must emerge as the Democratic challenger.
Okay. The Biden camp would say that was fatigued before the debate, that this is not a revelation about his health. The man was simply tired. Is that washing with anyone? Joe Biden says he travelled through 100 time zones in the run-up to the debate. Does anyone have much sympathy with that, do you think?
Well, I'm waiting for the one where the dog ate his breakfast. It's just not simply true that a man 10 days after he embarked on a long trip would still be feeling the effects of that trip. It's been a fact that for years, I know Joe Biden for 25 years. I interviewed him in 1987. And he was a very vibrant young senator then, obviously. But in recent years, he definitely was slowing down. Not perceptibly, but people who knew him would notice it. And now it seems to have accelerated. And there's no question that the excuses they have given have hurt them more than helped them because they're nonsense.
Okay. Obviously, Lloyd Doggett, congressman from Texas, Democrat, has said, in his view, President Biden should stand aside. But is the writing on the wall here, or is this a Democratic Party divided?
I get the sense of a wave coming at Biden over the weekend, which will be people who are running, who are losing support because of it, people who are raising money, and people who care for democracy in America, because this election is way too important to be left to an 81-year-old man with mental faculty problems. It's really a terrible situation, only resolved, in my opinion, by Joe Biden, who has done the right thing throughout his life and is a very honourable man, steps aside and says, at 81, it's time to retire.
Okay. And should that happen, should a very speedy primary happen, who would you see as the front runners?
Well, I think the California governor, Gavin Newsom, is a tremendous candidate. He's run a great political future. He's had a great political future in front of him for many years, and now is his big opportunity. I also think that, obviously, the vice president, Kamala Harris, would feature very strongly, though she doesn't show up well in the polls, and she's been difficult in terms of people trying to get her to respond more. But I think she deserves her shot. And there's the governor of Michigan and the governor of Pennsylvania, both of whom will have something to say about the direction of the party.
And that was Neil O'Dowd, their founder of IrishCentral.com and the Irish Voice newspaper in the United States. Very interesting times for American politics, Shane.
I think he has to go, doesn't he?
I suspect he does, but trying to remove him or encourage him to leave under his own steam at this point in the presidential race
is tricky.
Really hard.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.